Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I said, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Well, let me just tell you, I'm like Fatty Lou Hamer. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. How many of you are tired of being sick and tired?
I am.
Well, it's going to take more than a conversation because obviously they don't respect our community.
That's right.
We look at your neighbors, they don't respect our community.
They don't respect that.
And we can come here and we can talk and talk and talk and talk, but in order for them to recognize who we are, we're going to have to do something to put them on notice. And right now we are being faced with a whole lot of opposition with this recall. They know we're coming, and they're not happy about it. First, they told us we needed 10 signatures to kick the recall off. So we get 20 signatures the last meeting we come to, and go back to the registrar's office, and they say we need 20 signatures. So it's becoming to be like political dominoes, whatever you want to call it.
Gamesmanship.
And this is bigger than us just meeting once a week. This is a serious undertaking. And we need to develop some kind of pact or get a group together and say we are serious about recalling this district attorney. So let me put everybody on notice. If we do not do this, then we're going to be down here trying to get this through for the next 9 months and he'll be out of office. So we're going to have a group out of this group, because I've been taking my time out every week to make sure that we get this done. I sat in there on Thursday for 2 hours while they went through each name on the list. And out of the 20 names that we came up with, they still have 5 of them who are not registered voters. Right here, when we had the town hall meeting last time. So people are not serious about this effort. But this is not about anybody, an individual, but this is a collective group, and it's going to take a collective effort for us to make this happen. So I'm here today to tell you guys that we have to do more than just have a conversation.
Come on.
Okay, that's right.
You know, we majored in, I'm going to say this, black folks. We've majored in being the best preachers, best singers, best praise dancers. We can talk in tongues better than anybody. Everybody know what I'm talking about. But we can't do nothing else. It takes more than just us gathering.
That's right.
Come on. Take a plan.
It's going to take some serious commitment to make this happen. Are you guys interested in making this recall happen?
Absolutely.
Make it happen.
Then we're going to have to become contagious.
Okay.
Come on now.
That means that we have to start bringing more people to the town hall meeting. That we have to duplicate ourselves. There's no way we should come in here every week just by ourselves. We got to bring someone so that we can make this a movement and not a rally.
Okay.
Hear me, Brother Suleiman?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm serious about this. No justice, no peace. And this is a crime against humanity, against a brother who was a father and somebody's son. It's like, when are we going to get serious? I know if somebody hurt my child, I would be up in arms and I would want someone to help me. And everybody in here who is a parent would be highly upset if they lost a child over something like this.
That's right.
When you think that your child is supposed to be safe in public transportation, the people that you hire to protect and serve end up killing and murdering your son, or your daughter, or your wife, or your mother, or your father. Sooner or later, we got to get up in arms about this. And I'm here today to tell you that they're waiting for us to be passive like we normally are and to just sit here and let this movement die, because they're waiting inside. This is what this is. This is a process of elimination. We're going to keep running you around and running you around and running you around until you're tired of being ran around. But I'm not tired, but I need some help. And we need some people that's going to step up and say, let's make this happen. Me and Brother Keith, we've been talking about this on the phone every day. We're trying to make it happen, but it's only us too. And I'm not here to argue with you guys and get mad at you. We're not getting mad. I just want to bring something to your attention, that this is bigger than just two people or a group of people coming together once a week. This is a job for somebody to do every day, because they know that we're here. They know that we're meeting. Everybody in the town know that we're here on Saturday mornings. They know what's going on. So now we have to show them that we're really serious. I even talked about this with the council person, and she said to us that we need to develop a pact. And I'm ready, because I want this guy to know that it is no longer are we going to allow him to continue to allow police to brutalize the people of our city. This is not just Oscar Grant. This is each and every one of us who are in here today. Every last one of us have a story in here to tell.
That's right.
I mean, we can go around the room. When the last time you've been stopped? What happened to you the last time you were stopped? Just so thank God they didn't kill you. But every time we get stopped, we're scared. Brothers in here, know what I'm talking about? The time is now. And we know we're going up on April 8th for the Caravan of Justice, but I'm saying right now that this recall is important, just to let the establishment know that you can't do this any longer.
That's right.
48 people shot by the police and nobody been brought to justice. Is that the number?
45 from 2004 to 2008.
600 people murdered in the last 5 years. Nobody's being brought to justice. Because they say we don't tell on each other. Sure to find out where that brother was last week, huh? Real quick. They know what they're doing. But if we just sit here and sit here and sit here, we have to make something happen. It's our time. And the time is now. It's not next week. It's not next month. It's not next year. I'm not worried about what happens next year. I want them to know right now we are not allowing Tom Orloff to continue his policies and his procedures in the city of Oakland in 2009 or 2010 and let him handpick his successor. Because that's what's going to happen. And how many of you vote in Alameda County? Just Alameda County. How many of you vote in Alameda County? How many of you have been voting for Tom Orloff for the last 20 years? All of us. And he hasn't been to our community one time.
He has not ever been challenged. Nobody needed to vote for him. His name didn't need to be on ballot. Because it was on there.
Run out of polls.
No voting that was necessary because he was unchallenged. He's never been challenged.
Well, let's challenge him with the recall. That's Brother Keith.